If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
The way to access the wisdom of an immortal is through the attribute they stand for.
She reached down and plucked a white and pink lotus flower from the stream.
I have powered it with a truth spell. When the petals are open, they reveal the truth.
By the time I found my way back to the waterways, the snake boat races were over. I remembered Kamal telling me his address earlier that day.
District Thrissur, Taluk Chavakkad. Village Annakara, block number 7.
I approached a group of 3 young girls playing hopscotch outside a traditional white house.
Is this the Annakara village? I'm looking for the Malasari block. Manikat stores?
Yep, it's the one on the left, right over there.
I recognized the traditional Kerala-style home. The Naluketu was rectangular in shape, its doors and windows constructed from Anjali wood, the wood of the jackfruit tree. The wooden roof and gables were covered with tiles and supported by large wooden columns and rafters. Surrounding the house was a massive wraparound veranda with huge wooden pillars. A garden of grass separated the veranda from the gatehouse, which was the main entrance. As I got closer, I could hear that there was quite a party going on inside.
Arya, you came! I didn't think you'd make it back.
Hey, Kamal. What a beautiful home.
Here, have some kokum sharbat.
Ah, looks delicious. Thanks. As Kamal and I talked, I watched a huge throng of people gather around a ceremonial board drawn into the mud floor of the shed. What are they playing?
Pakida Kali, our traditional game of dice. You roll them here on this board. We always host it here in our home and invite people from the surrounding villages to play. The runners get to participate in our Onam Sadhya, our festive meal prepared at home.
I didn't realize the Mapilla community joined in on the Onam festivities. You even host them in your homestead.
The essence of Mahabali's message is inclusivity. The point of Onam is to celebrate as a community at large, with all faiths and castes.
That's exactly what Mahabali said, or what I was told he said at the Council of Immortals. But I heard something about the story of Onam being changed. Is that true?
They're trying.
Who is they?
The state government.
But why would the government want to change the story of Mahabali?
Mahabali is an Asur, anti-god. He was banished to Patal Lok, the netherworld, by Vaman, a dwarf incarnation of Vishnu, and most importantly, a Deva, a god.
Vaman is a dwarf? I mean, I knew he was an incarnation of Vishnu,
but never knew what form he took. It's kind of funny. I've had this weird dwarf following me around for a few days. Could it be Vaman?
Arya, why would Vaman show up in your life? You think you're so special that an avatar of Vishnu wants to follow you around? A teenager, no less? That's hilarious.
Okay, yeah, whatever. I mean, that's true. Anyway, tell me more.
So Onam is a homecoming event for Mahabali. It's the one time each year that he's allowed to rise from Patal Lok and come back to visit us. It's because we celebrate Mahabali's kingship, his sense of fairness, how he took care of all his subjects. But the government is super conservative. They want to change it to Vaman Jayanti.
An uneasy feeling came over me, like lightning. Vaman the dwarf was trying to change the old order, and he didn't care what sort of chaos he would bring to the lives of the Mapilla people. But what really was order, and what was chaos? How do we reconcile the two? Of course, to the fundamentalist government, it was obvious. Why should an Asur be the hero of the holiday rather than Vishnu himself? But I went back to the meaning of the word Vishnu. If preservation and poison were really two sides of the same coin, then who was to say what was order and what was chaos? Kamal, that's crazy. How can someone suddenly change the story of such an important holiday? Just because what, it doesn't appeal to their fundamentalist ideals?
Not just that. It would offend all the people of Kerala and endanger minority people like us.
People like you?
The Mapilla folk, because as far as they're concerned, we're low caste.
Wait, what? I thought the Mapilla were Muslim.
We are. The oldest settled native Muslim community in South Asia, in fact. But even though some of our ancestors emigrated from Arabia and Turkestan, others, like my ancestors, the South Malabar interior Mapillas, were converts from the backward and scheduled Hindu castes.
Backward and scheduled castes? Is that really what they were called?
Of course. It's the modern term for what used to be known as the Untouchables, synonymous with anti-gods too. Two Rakshasas perhaps, or even of Asur origin. Basically anything that's an anti-god. So you see, Mahabali exists in our racial memory. Inclusivity and community intermingling work well for Mahabali and all minority communities or even lower castes. But it's far from what the government thinks is correct.
Ugh, it made perfect sense. If a hero like Mahabali was an aspect of the Mapilla's own archetypal state, then everything he stood for, fairness, equality, inclusivity, had to fulfill some kind of desire for empowerment as a minority community. Above all, the issue at hand here was racism. Pure racism. Just like what was happening at home in San Francisco. What happened with Hamid? I began to see the parallels now. A racist system back home, and a racist system here in the land of Onam, trying to change the Mahabali story to suit their own exclusionary mindset. It's a problem everywhere. I remember being at my friend Jackson's Halloween party for the first year I'd moved to a new high school. His mother was standing at the front porch when I arrived. She'd taken one look at me and whispered to somebody else, "These curry munchers are so awkward with our boys." She assumed I was out of earshot, I guess. But I heard everything loud and clear. It was infuriating.
Americans don't intermingle as much as we do here, huh?
But I didn't even hear Kamal. I just heard that voice from the Halloween party ringing in my ears now. The fire that had ignited in my belly just intensified the wave of annoyance coursing through my body, threatening to erupt into rage. But I quelled it. If there was one thing I had learned since my last journey to the Wild Woods, it was to quell my internal inflammation. Something that the Rishiji had warned me of in our very first encounter. It was beginning to make sense to me now, as to why I had discovered Mahabali, and why I needed to learn more about his trade of fair kingship.
Anyone want to volunteer? Step up now!
Go on, it's a fun game, Arya. It's your chance to try your hand. Arya, just try.
Why me?
You want to find your Mahabali, right? It's said that he will partake in Onam Sadhya with those who succeed at Pakidakali.
I stepped forward carefully, trying to get a grip of the rules of the game. The best strategy to use. It took a few moments to realize that in some ways this was similar to chess, but slightly different.
Okay, I'm in.
Wow, Arya!
Good roll! You can move your first pawn 2 squares on the board on a fixed path on the outermost squares. You win again, Arya! Beginner's luck, or maybe just skill. That's 5 in a row!
Out of nowhere, I saw a familiar face in the crowd. Dark, bushy locks and a massive mustache. And he had silver hooped earrings dangling down on either ear. He was staring at the game, his hands folded before him in Anjali Mudra. It was Mahabali! Hoping not to be noticed, I took the lotus flower out of my pocket. Its petals were closed, and it felt incredibly silky. Holding it in my cupped palms, I closed my eyes and thought about Mahabali. Was the praying man really him? But I already knew what the answer was. I could feel the lotus flower opening in my hands. I opened my eyes. And there it was, a fully open lotus flower. Thank you, Ma.
It's your turn!
Snapping back to attention, I scooped up the dice, one eye on the game board and one eye on the immortal. But even as I threw the dice, I sensed Mahabali receding into the crowd. I had to follow him, so I dove into the crowd after him, even though it meant disappointing everyone, including Kamal.
Hey, Arya, where are you going? You haven't finished the game!
What's going on?
Come back, Arya! What are you, nuts? You're winning!
I knew they didn't understand, but I had to leave. And fast! Mahabali was making his way to the entrance. But by the time I made my way through the crowd, he had already made his way out of the gatehouse. I began to run. I didn't know where he was headed, but wherever it was, I was gonna be there too.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
Don't be deceived.
Rishiji? I can't see you. Where are you?
I think the better question here, Arya, is where are you?
Spoken Lair.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.